We have not even to risk the adventure alone, for the heroes of all time have gone before us. The labyrinth is thoroughly known. We have only to follow the thread of the hero path. And where we had thought to find an abomination, we shall find a god. Where we had thought to slay another, we shall slay ourselves. Where we had thought to travel outward, we shall come to the center of our own existence. Where we had thought to be alone, we shall be with the world. Joseph Campbell, The Hero with a Thousand Faces. It's a Tuesday morning, and a writer comes to me with a problem. "I just don't feel on top of my game," she writes in an email, "and I need to be for a thousand reasons. Do you know what I mean?" I do, and all too well. Just the day before, I was struggling through what felt like a terrible draft of the book you're holding and couldn't seem to get myself to a good place with it. As an editor and life coach for writers, I'm used to supporting writers, asking them questions, and challenging them to find their way out of quagmires. What I'm not used to is being in a quagmire myself. I'm crafting my response to her when I get a phone call from Lindsay, one of the authors I edit. She wants to talk through a story issue in the novel she's writing, but it quickly becomes clear she's dealing with more than simply a plot problem. Her confidence is at an all-time low. "I know I've done this before," she says, "but this time I don't think I'm going to make it to the other side." This is her third published novel, the fifth or sixth she's written. It's heartbreaking to see her struggle like this. Yet I can't help but be inspired by the fact that she's fought her way through the peaks and valleys of this difficult process that many times and emerged from it with books she was proud of. "Remember when you said that last time?" I ask her, "and the time before that? What helped you get through those rough patches then?" By the time we hang up, she sounds calmer and has promised she'll go for a walk to clear her head. She's also managed to generate some options to solve her story issue. After my workday at Penguin ends, I see coaching clients. Rosalita is struggling with discipline. She sought my help after spending several years nibbling at her memoir, making only incremental progress. "The night before, I always say, 'Tomorrow I'm going to write for 4 hours,' she tells me. But then I get up, and when I turn on my phone, I've got a text from my friend, so I text her back. And then, while I'm waiting for her to respond, I look at my email and Facebook, and the next thing I know, the whole morning's gone." "Do other writers go through this?" she asks me. I want to tell her I've been going through it myself. Instead, I just say, "Of course." The Creative Labyrinth. What do you most struggle with in your writing process? Do you find it difficult to work when you're just not in the mood? Do you get hung up in the middle of a project like Lindsay, hitting a wall and panicking? Do you have a hard time resisting distractions and getting your butt in the chair like Rosalita? Or maybe you're not like any of these writers. Maybe what you've struggled with is finding ideas or getting started, or knowing when the piece is finished. Maybe when you're faced with a decision in your work, you have a hard time knowing which route to take. Perhaps you struggle with asking other people to help and support you in your process. You might be most confounded by trying to see your writing objectively or from a different perspective. It might be that you work so hard you lose your sense of fun and play, and writing becomes drudgery. Or what gives you the hardest time could be taking things you've learned and applying them to your work. For more than a decade, I've worked with writers as an editor, teacher, and life coach. I've helped people writing fiction and nonfiction for both adults and young readers, many working on novels, but also poetry, screenplays, plays, picture books, articles, memoirs, blogs, and even puppet shows. Actors, dancers, and choreographers have also come to me for aid with finding a healthy balance between life and art. I know firsthand how hard it is to find that balance. For many years, I wrote fiction and plays, and my work was produced off-Broadway when I was 20. I won awards and had articles written about me. Then I freaked out, quit writing, and spent several years cut off from being creative, and several more writing in secret after that. Crises of confidence, paralysis on the page, navigating the perilous waters of getting published. I've seen it, I've lived it, and I've helped other writers get through it.